This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David, Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Basuka is Teshvu Shivas Yomim. You shall dwell in a sukkah for 7 days. The Mishnah Mesech the Sukkah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav says, Omer Rabbi Lozar, Arba Esrei Sudais Chayev Odom Lechol Basukkah. A person must eat a total of 14 meals in the sukkah over the course of the 7 days of Yontif. Achas Bayoim V'achas Balayla. One meal during the day and one at night. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rabbi Eliezer say Achas Bayoim V'achas Balayla, saying Yoim first? We know that the Jewish day starts at night, so Rabbi Eliezer should have said Achas Balayla V'achas Bayoim. Secondly, ask the Pnei Yeshua, over a 7 day Yontif, there is always one day that falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos has an extra meal, Suda Shlishis. So how can Rabbi Eliezer say that the total amount of meals eaten in the sukkah is 14? It should be 15 because of the extra meal on Shabbos. In Sefer Torah L'Das is brought an answer that the first meal of Sukkot is different than the other meals. It is connected with the Gzeres Shava Tesvav Tesvav Tematzah, making the obligation of the first meal more stringent than the obligation of the other meals regarding eating in the sukkah. Regarding the other meals, if it's raining, one is putter from eating that meal in the sukkah. However, the first meal has a different status and must be eaten in the sukkah even if it's raining. And even the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Lazar and say that one does not have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah over sukkahs agrees that the first meal one does have to eat in the sukkah. So we see that the first meal is in a category of its own. Based on this, they answer that Rabbi Eliezer is not discussing the first meal, which is in its own category. When he says one must eat 14 meals, he is starting his count after the first night's meal. And according to this, really there are 15 meals, the first meal plus an additional 14. And therefore the Pnei Yeshua's question is answered, because we are counting the Suda Shlishis of Shabbos also, because in total there really are 15 meals. And it is also very accurate, the order of Achas Bayoim V'Achas Balaylo, saying Yoim first, because the first meal of the 14 is Bayoim, and it is from that first day's meal that we start counting the 14 Sudas. The second Dvar Torah for Sukkot is, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin, says that on Shmini Atzeres one does eat in the Sukkah. Mesev Yasvinon Brocha Loim Mevarchinon. We sit in the Sukkah, but we do not make a Brocha. And the reason for this is because of the Sveika Diyami. We are not sure if Shmini Atzeres is day 8, and therefore not Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Sukkah, or it is day 7, and one must eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because of this Suffolk, we eat in the Sukkah, but we do not make a Bracha. Mesev Yasvinon, Bracha Loi Mevarchinon. The Mefarshim ask, why don't we also perform the mitzvah of Lulav on Shmini Atzeres without a Bracha? Just like we sit in the Sukkah because maybe it's day 7, we should also shake lulav for the same reason, because maybe it's day 7. Some Mefarshim answer that there is a big difference between lulav and sukkah. Lulav is only min haTorah for the first day of Sukkot, like the pasuk says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon." It was only in the Beis HaMikdash that it was min haTorah all 7 days. And after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that we should shake lulav all 7 days, even outside the Mikdash, as a zecher leMikdash. So based on this, lulav on day 7 is only midrabanan. And therefore, even if we say that Shmini Atzeres is day 7, it will only be mechuyev and lulav midrabanan. So now that we are uncertain if it's day 7 or day 8, it's a suffolk drabanan, and we go lakula, and we do not take a lulav. However, mitzvah sukkah is min haTorah for all 7 days, as it says, basukah is teshvu shivas yamim. So if we are uncertain if Shmini Atzeres is day 7 or day 8, it's a suffolk de'araisa, and we therefore go l'chumrah and sit in the sukkah. The Rosh says a different teretz to answer the difference why we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and we do not shake lulav. He says, if we were to take lulav on Shmini Atzeres, and really it turns out to be the case that it's really day 8, that person will be oivir bal taisif for taking a lulav for an extra day. However, regarding the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, even if it turns out to be day 8, he will not be over Bal Tosif, because technically, he could be sitting in the sukkah, not because of the mitzvah, but because it's nice weather outside, and he just wants to sit outside. So taking a lulav is obviously for the mitzvah, and that's Baal Tosef. But sukkah could be just to enjoy the outdoors, and that is not Baal Tosef. And that's why on Shmini Atzeres, we sit in the sukkah, but we do not shake lulav. The Karban Nisanal says that based on this rush, one should not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres on a cold day, because then it is obvious that one is not sitting to enjoy the outdoors, but rather solely for the mitzvah, and that would be Baal Tosef. On the basis of this, the Aruch HaShulchan gives insight to understand those that have the minug not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which apparently is at odds with the Gemara that explicitly says Mace of Yasvina. And he explains that the Gemara is referring to countries like the Middle East, where the weather is warm on Shmini Atzeres, and one can technically be sitting outside to enjoy the weather. So it's not Baal Tosef. However, in the cold European climates, where sitting outside is obviously for the mitzvah, it would be Baal Tosef, and not any different than taking a lulav on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, they do not do either. They don't take a lulav because that would be Baal Tosef, and they do not sit in the sukkah, also because that will be Baal Tosef.